A sallow-skinned, mournful-looking wizard lay in the bed opposite, staring at the ceiling. He was mumbling to himself and seemed quite unaware of anything around him. Two beds along was a woman whose entire head was covered in fur. Harry remembered something similar happening to Hermione during their second year, although fortunately the damage in her case had not been permanent. At the far end of the ward, flowery curtains had been drawn around two beds to give the occupants and their visitors some privacy.
"Here you are, Agnes," said the healer brightly to the furry-faced woman, handing her a small pile of Christmas presents. "See, not forgotten, are you? And your son sent an owl to say he's visiting tonight, so that's nice, isn't it?"
Agnes gave several loud barks.
"And look, Broderick, you've been sent a potted plant and a lovely calendar with a different fancy hippogriff for each month. They'll brighten things up, won't they?"
said the healer, bustling along to the mumbling man, setting a rather ugly plant with long, swaying tentacles on the bedside cabinet and fixing the calendar to the wall with her wand.
And Mrs. Longbottom, are you leaving already?"
Harry's head spun round. The curtains had been drawn back from the two beds at the end of the ward, and two visitors were walking back down the aisle between the beds. A formidable-looking old witch wearing a long green dress, a moth-eaten fox fur, and a pointed hat decorated with what was unmistakably a stuffed vulture, and, trailing behind her looking thoroughly depressed, Neville. With a sudden rush of understanding, Harry realized who the people in the end beds must be. He cast around wildly for some means of distracting the others so that Neville could leave the ward unnoticed and unquestioned. But Ron had looked up at the sound of the name Longbottom, too, and before Harry could stop him, had called,
"Neville!"
Neville jumped and cowered as though a bullet had narrowly missed him.
"It's us, Neville!" said Ron brightly, getting to his feet. "Have you seen? Lockhart's here. Who have you been visiting?"
"Friends of yours, Neville, dear,"
said Neville's grandmother graciously, bearing down upon them all. Neville looked as though he would rather be anywhere in the world but here. A dull purple flush was creeping up his plump face, and he was not making eye contact with any of them.
"Ah, yes,"
said his grandmother, looking closely at Harry and sticking out a shriveled claw-like hand for him to shake.
"Yes, yes, I know who you are, of course. Neville speaks most highly of you."
Thanks, said Harry, shaking hands. Neville did not look at him but surveyed his own feet, the colour deepening in his face all the while.
"And you two are clearly Weasleys,"
Mrs. Longbottom continued, proffering her hand regally to Ron and Ginny in turn.
"Yes, I know your parents. Not well, of course, but fine people, fine people. And you must be Hermione Granger."
Hermione looked rather startled that Mrs. Longbottom knew her name, but shook hands all the same.
"Yes, Neville's told me all about you. Helped him out of a few sticky spots, haven't you? He's a good boy,"
she said, casting a sternly appraising look down her rather bony nose at Neville.
"But he hasn't got his father's talent, I'm afraid to say."
And she jerked her head in the direction of the two beds at the end of the ward, so that the stuffed vulture on her hat trembled alarmingly.
"What?"
said Ron, looking amazed. Harry wanted to stamp on Ron's foot, but that sort of thing was much harder to bring off unnoticed when you were wearing jeans rather than robes.
"Is that your dad down the end, Neville?"